Mayor Ben Zahn of Kenner rescinded his ban on Nike products this afternoon. Last week, Zahn told the city's Parks and Recreation Department and booster clubs to stop buying from the company. Nike recently launched an ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL quarterback who started a movement of player protests against police brutality and racial injustice. Mayor Zahn didn't want to use taxpayer dollars to support what he called a political agenda, but after facing criticism from the ACLU and a petition from members of a historic black church, the Advocate reports Zahn changed his mind. WWNO's Jess Clark spoke with Kasim Short, pastor of Thomas United Methodist Church, which started the petition.
When this ban first came out, we were shocked. We really didn't believe it. We thought it was a fake memorandum. But when it was validated, we were very saddened because it's a direct insult to the people, in particular African American community, that is struggling with a lot of police brutality, racial injustice throughout not just Kenner, but the metropolitan area.
And I understand the issue of police brutality hits close to home, particularly for you and your congregation.
Yes. Just last year, we had a young man mentally ill, was killed by the Kenner police and is still in litigation right now. The incident happened directly across the street from the church. And it's something that has put a wedge between the police as well as the administration because of the lack of concern. When this incident happened a year ago, it took over 24 hours for the Kenner Police Department to just issue a statement concerning the incident.
So it seems like you see the mayor's ban on Nike products as symptomatic of some larger issues that your community faces here in Kenner.
Yes, it's larger issues of inequality. For years, I'm the new kid on the block. I've been in the Kenner community pastoring for about 7 years. But it has a history of having inequities in parts of Kenner. One thing that we know that Kenner has been donated millions of dollars in public art. None of that art has surfaced in South Kenner.
And South Kenner is predominantly African-American.
That's correct. So Kenner is predominantly African-American. We would love to have art in South Kenner. But if you look at the art that has been donated, it's all in other parts of the Kenner community. That's just one issue.
Nike is an extremely wealthy international corporation. It's been criticized for its labor practices as exploitative of people of color in other countries. Are you worried that in calling for an end to the Nike ban and saying you stand with Nike, you might be playing into an effort to commercialize a really serious social issue?
No. You know, Nike will probably benefit from this. But the total benefit I see is that I see a community standing up against something that they feel that's unjust. I see various generations standing up for the first time, from young to old. I've seen folks that have never been engaged or engaged in the process. So they're speaking up. They're making phone calls. They're sending emails. They're sending text messages. And that's encouraging.
Pastor Kasim Short, thank you.
Thank you for having me.